Simon Shin Chav Zayin, Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says one cannot scratch himself on Shabbos with a kli that's meant to be used for this purpose, because Mishnah Berurah explains the problem of Uvda L'chol. You could scratch yourself, Mishnah Berurah says, with your hands, as long as you're careful not to make yourself bleed. The Mishnah Berurah says the Gemara is Mavur that if you had a special kli that's used only to scratch yourself, a back scratch or special for Shabbos, then it's Mutter. And the Magavram says it's based on this Gemara that the single girls, they want to comb the hair, they don't cover the hair, so they want to comb their hair on Shabbos, they have a special Shabbos brush. Now this way it does not look like Uvda L'chol. Even that, Mishnah Berurah reminds us we had previously in Siman Shin Gimel, if we be careful to do it gently in a way that's not going to pull out hair, it should not be a obscuration to pull out hair. But even if it's not going to pull out hair, still they have to have a special brush for Shabbos because of Uvda L'chol. Now the Mechaber says on his hands and feet were dirty with tit or with soya, then it does not look like Uvda L'chol when he scratched himself to get off the tit, and then he could use a regular kli for it. So if now the Mechaber says that one cannot shmir shemen oil on his feet when they're in his shoes, because it's going to end up causing ma'abed. One of the obvious malachas, which the Torah explains at length over here, is ma'abed, ibud oris, working and tanning skin, leather, making it into leather. If someone salts animal skin, that makes it more into leather, or there's other things that the derech do that to process it, if he steps on it until it gets hard, or he does things to soften it, anything that's the derech to do, like the shoemakers and others do in order to make shoes, in order to make things out of leather, that's a toldo of ma'abed. And you're also putting the oil on it, is the same problem, it's a form of ibud. In fact, the Chayyadim says the potential to be chivchat, this might even be deraisa. This machlekes of this isser is only by a new shoe or even by an old shoe, especially nowadays. A lot of amaratzim for mako old shoes, they might come to be mako new shoes as well, which are still not fully formed the shoe and not fully worked out yet. And therefore, the Chayyadim says, Yishmach, we have on old shoes. And definitely, Mishnah Berurah says, if you kavana, or you put the shemen on, is to blacken the shoe, some of the, like polishing the shoe to make it black, then there's a problem with the malacha of tzeveya. So, in any case, over here, the Mechaber says, you can't put shemen on your foot when it's in the shoe, and the Ramah says, they're only marked by new shoes on this, not on old shoes, because the leather of the shoe isn't get softer, and it's a problem of ibud. One could shmir oil, put oil on his feet, and then after this, put his foot in the shoe. And that's okay. Since Bashasi put the oil on his foot, the foot wasn't in the shoe, it wasn't in the leather, so that's already fine. And the Mechaber says one can really put oil on his entire body, and then afterwards he can come into contact with skin, with leather, and it's not a problem. And as long as your kavana is not in order to do ibud eris, and there's not enough shemen, that's a psikresha, it's going to make ibud eris, then it's fine. Even if it's not l'tzachzachai, if you end up shining up the leather, as long as it wasn't your kavana, it's okay. If you're mechavan to shine up the leather, then it's xera otu, a case of a person wants to ma'abed the leather. Now, Mr. Berurah says, for someone to polish his shoes with black, like shoe polish, Tiferes Yisrael says, it's usher, not only for a yid, even if a guy does it, it's usher to be nenef from afterwards. Mamash black Shabbos, a problem of mareach. Besides, potentially made a problem with Tzveya, and you can't be Nenefim until Kadesh Yasa after Shabbos. Now, we said that Ibud Eres is a Malacha Deraisa, but to be Chayiv Chatos, it has to be a Shir. Like every other Malacha, there's a certain Shir, a certain amount needed for the Chayiv Chatos. That's enough it takes to make a Kamiya. Kamiya, apparently, used to be made out of Ar. But to be Usher, it's even a little bit. Also, there's two sides to Klaf. There's the Klaf side, and there's like the hairy side, the skin side, and the hairy side. Someone separates those two sides. That's a Toda of the Malacha Deraisa of Mafshid, of skinning an animal. Siman Shin Chav Ches is the dinam of a chayla on Shabbos. The Mechaber says someone who's like has a michush, a little bit under the weather, but really he's walking around and functioning like a regular healthy person. He's not allowed to do anything for a refuah on Shabbos, and you can't even have a guy do something for him for a refuah on Shabbos, because Zerushim Shchika Salmonim might come to grind up and to pulverize the Salmonim that are used in order to make the medicines. So, Shmur explains that if he's in a lot of pain, that he can't function, or if he's sick in bed, even though there's no sakana, even though Chalash ain't sakana, you're allowed to do a refuah for him on Shabbos if there's no malach involved, and I de'akim through a guy, you can even have a guy do malach for him. Here we're talking about somebody that he's in good health, that she doesn't feel well, he's a little bit under the weather, but he's really functioning regularly, and he's not sick in bed. So then he cannot do any malach for him, even on a day, nor could you do anything for a refuah for him, because the problem is zero, the shchika samonim. And if Beis, the Mechaber says, someone's a chalash yesh, but the isakon is a mitzvah to chalash Shabbos for him, and Mishnah explains, v'chai b'em leish yomus b'em, do the refuah for him. Someone who's zaz, there's more of his reason, he's praised for it. Mishnah Berurah says we'll find out more about that later on in the Siman. And Mishnah Berurah also says that it has to be a refuah that's known, or an expert says a good refuah. You can't make up your own stuff. And a shayl, somebody who asks a shayl if he should be mechal Shabbos to help this person, to save this person's life, he's a shayvich dam. Mishnah Berurah explains, thinks he's being from, being a chosin, doesn't want mechal Shabbos, is chayl, only asking a shayl. In the meantime, the person might lose his life, the person might pass away. So it's shvichas dam, asama dam riachal. The Yishalmi has different nusach. Hanishar is meguna. Tamachach, and the people ask him shaylas about Mechal Shabbos, save a chayla. It's a gnai, it's a bezoin. He should have been mefarshim in his place. Let everyone know that to save a life from Mechal Shabbos, people shouldn't have to be asking shaylas about such things. If the chayla himself is afraid, let the Mechal Shabbos for him, we sort of like force him, and we talk him into it, we explain it to chasiyah shtus, not to allow people be Mechal Shabbos to save your life.